One might be. The first one I'm going to tell you, I think, might not be true, okay? A large dog once walked into a butcher's shop carrying a purse in its mouth. And he put the purse down in front of the meat counter. "What is it, boy?" the butcher asked. "Do you want to buy some meat?" "Woof!" barked the dog. "Hmm," thought the butcher. "What kind of meat do you like? Liver? Bacon? Steak?" "Woof!" "Okay," said the butcher. "And how much steak would you like then? Would you like half a pound? Would you like 1 pound?" "Woof!" "Wow." But he got the steak and he cut it and he wrapped it and he took the money from the dog's purse. As the dog left the shop, the butcher decided that he would follow the dog. The dog entered a block of flats and climbed to the third floor with the butcher following in the distance. The dog got to a door and he started scratching at it. The door was eventually opened by the dog's owner, who was very angry and started yelling at the dog and telling the dog off. So the butcher just had to intervene. "What do you think you're doing shouting at your dog?" he said. "He's the most amazing, intelligent dog I've ever met." "Intelligent?" said the owner. "I don't think so. You know, that's the third time this week he's gone out without taking his keys with him." The dog's owner had forgotten what it was to be thankful. Contrast that to the story of Pam, who worked in the centre of Manchester. Every morning, as Pam walked to work, she walked past a heavy-set, middle-aged woman begging for change outside of a Starbucks. The woman begging greeted everyone with a smile and a very pleasant good morning. And Pam almost always gave her something. But after a year of this routine, the woman in the shabby coat just disappeared. Pam wondered what had happened to her. And then one day the woman was there again in front of Starbucks, still wearing the same shabby coat. As Pam reached into her purse for the usual donation, the woman stopped her. "The reason I've come back here today," she said, "is to say thank you to all of those people who helped me over all those days. You won't see me again because I've got a job." And with that, she reached into her bag and she handed Pam a wrapped donut. In her own waiting not for a handout, but for an opportunity to thank the people that she recognised as being those people who'd helped her over those years. This woman knew what it was to be thankful. Earlier on, we heard that story of Jesus encountering 10 people who had leprosy. Now, in those days, of course, leprosy was a terrible, terrible condition. People who had it were ostracized. They were cast out from their communities and they were forced to live in separate leper colonies. No one wanted to get anywhere near someone who had leprosy. And one of them, if that wasn't enough, had a double dose, if you like, of being marginalized. As well as being a leper, this other person was also a Samaritan. Now, Samaritans, as we know, were a different ethnic people to the Jews. And usually Jews just did not associate. They had nothing to do with Samaritans. Now, the leper, knowing who Jesus was, asked Jesus to have mercy on them and heal them. And Jesus told them, didn't he, to go to the priest, which is what lepers who had been healed of leprosy had to do by Jewish law. And as they went, as they walked, all 10 of them were healed. But only one of them, the one who was also a Samaritan, came back to thank Jesus. All of them had received God's blessings, all of them had been healed, but only one returned to give thanks. Only showed any gratitude. And he was the one who was least expected to do so. So what about us then, wonder? If we had been one of those lepers, would we have come back? Of course we would, might think. I wonder, would we really? Because, you know, I think even as Christians, it's really easy for us to take stuff for granted. We're often blessed, aren't we, with so much that it almost becomes expected. We expect God's blessings. We get immune somehow from showing our appreciation, or we can do. Because we expect things, don't we? We feel hard done by if things that we expect and have grown accustomed to don't happen to us anymore. What I wonder would happen if you came here this morning and all of these tables and chairs were not set out the way that they were. What would happen if the heating was not on, or the lights were not working, or the door was not opened? Or if David wasn't stood at the front here welcoming you as you came in and handing you a notice sheet? What if there was no tea and coffee? What if all we had was rich tea biscuits, for goodness sake? What about would happen if all of that? What would happen if the minister never showed up? Actually, don't answer that, because that might be a really good thing. And that's just what happens in this place here today. But in every aspect of our lives, it's really easy to take for granted the things in our lives that we should be thankful for. The Bible says that one of the things that identifies us as being the people of God is that we become a thankful people. Psalm 136:26 says this: "Give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever." Psalm 100 verse 4 says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name." 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Jesus." And Ephesians 5:20 said, "Give thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Okay, but why should we be thankful? Those lepers were healed only by the grace and love of God. And in the same way, everything that we have, all the blessings that we so easily take for granted, are given to us only through the grace and the love and the mercy of God. Just or that you live in the right place, or you've lived at the right time, or that you were born to the right parents, or you worked really, really hard. All of that, of course, may well be true. But ultimately, everything we have is from God and is part of God's blessing to us. You know, we have so much to be thankful for. God blesses us in so many ways, and that includes through each other too. We have the capacity to be blessed by others and also for us to be a blessing to others. So perhaps before we criticise those 9 other lepers, consider how thankful we are and how we express our thanks. Know how thankful you are. Do you tell God? And how do you show our thanks to those around us, the people who bless us every day in 100 different ways? So today and next week, I invite you to think some more about that story of the 10 lepers. Let's try to be like the one who came back and said thank you. I wonder what the lives of those around us would be like if we actually went out of our way to come back and show our thanks. So, thanks be to God. And thank you for listening so well. Thank you for taking the trouble to come here today. Let us go from here this morning as thankful people, showing in our words, our hearts, and our actions just how grateful we are. Amen. And we have. You're welcome. Thank you for thanking me. We have an opportunity now to show our thanks. What we have here, apart from the heroes, which anybody's welcome to actually, even though they cost me £2 for £5, and even though these flowers cost me £6, which I'm not going to get back on expenses. We have a sheet of paper. Thank you, Tracy, for doing this for us. And it says just one thank you. So this sheet of paper is going to be here. I'm wondering whether, is it possible group to play something? Anything? And then perhaps while they're playing, I invite all of you to come up. And you're going to have to come up in an orderly kind of fashion. And take a pen and just write something that you want to say thank you for. Anything. It could be, of course we're in church, so it could be you want to thank God for something, and that's great. Or it could be you want to just say thank you for anything. Whatever it is, just express your thanks. Use this. You don't need to write an essay, okay? Just a couple of words will be fine. But something we want to say thank you for. So let's do that now. We'll spend 5 or 10 minutes or so doing that in a wonderful way. It will just work, I know. Thank you.